Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Laura Adams is here. She's a personal finance expert, the author of Money Girls, Smart Money to Grow Rich. Won a couple of awards, and she's the host of the popular Money Girl podcast, and very popular, very successful. And she's here to talk to us about some recent this insurance survey that I talked about a little bit in the previous segment. Laura Adams, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me.
It's good to have you here. So I was telling the audience about my experience with insurance. My dad gave me a policy from the Globe Insurance Company in 17, said, "Here, son, your insurance is due." And so I've had insurance all my life, and I feel like my generation, the baby boomers, that we were, I don't know the research, but I suspect we were pretty good about getting insurance. But I'm interested in this millennial thing that you're learning. The millennials are not insuring themselves like other generations, are they?
This is true. Insurance Quotes recently did a survey to find out what's going on with health insurance, or rather with life insurance. And the millennials, these are folks in the 18 to 29 age bracket, they do not have insurance policies at a much higher rate compared to those in an older bracket. So we're looking at about 65% of those millennials saying, "I don't have it. I don't have life insurance," compared with just 29% of those who are 30 to 49 and 26 of those age 50 to 64. So, you know, we know that certainly younger people may have some valid reasons not to have life insurance. Maybe they don't have any dependents. You know, maybe they are truly financially on their own.
You know, if I were single, if I were 30 and single, and I'd have some life insurance. I'd want to make sure my parents could bury me, you know, or something like that.
Right. Absolutely. But at much higher rates.
Here's another issue, I think. I wonder if part of this, to me, there are several touch points that involve millennials here. Number one is, I'm wondering if it's hard for them to think very much in the future right now. They've got so much student debt, the way they live their lives. You know, when I was in my 20s, I was already thinking about getting ready for my kids' education 20 years from now. You know what I mean? They're not married. Most of them are not married. They don't have kids. It's hard for them to think about it that far out in advance, isn't it?
Right. Absolutely. So there are lots of reasons here, and I think many of them are also very confused about the cost of these policies. We know that they tend to overestimate the cost. So if they're healthy, you know, you're looking at maybe a $500,000 policy, you can easily get a policy for $200-$300 a year, you know, in when you're young and relatively healthy.
But you're talking about term insurance now.
Term insurance.
See, I'm encouraging everyone in their 20s, 30s, buy a permanent policy, even if it's just $25,000. Buy a permanent policy that you can afford, that you can keep the rest of your life. I don't care what you do about term on top of that later on. You know, you get rich, you can buy a lot of other kind of policies. But start out with some kind of a permanent policy right now that can never be taken away from you, they have to pay off no matter what happens to you, and buy it and stick to it. What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of that does make sense for a lot of folks. And I would say even if they are struggling financially and can't afford a permanent policy, you know, even getting a term policy for just a couple hundred bucks a year.
I agree. No. If you need $100,000 and you can't afford it, I mean, you're trying to take care of your family and you buy a term, I think that's smart. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So the key here is don't overestimate the cost of these policies. Do your homework, get quotes, and find out if you really can afford it or truly can't. And, you know, just get some amount of insurance. As you mentioned, you can layer on additional policies or even increase the amount of coverage that you've got. But if you get something, you know, early on, you've got that protection that's going to stay with you, and it's going to be there in case, you know, you do have kids, you do have dependents, like you said, parents who are really going to be hurt if you were not able to bring in that income that they're depending on. So the key here is get informed, understand what's out there, what are the price ranges, and really think about, you know, as you mentioned, think about others. Think about
how
your loved ones are going to handle it.
My first permanent policy that I bought myself was $10,000. I wonder if maybe insurance agents are starting these young kids off at too high a rate, too high an amount. You know what I mean? Maybe they only, maybe they just need to start out with $75,000 the first time. Get used to having it. See what I mean? Sort of do building blocks. I, like I said, I went from $10,000 to a whole lot more than that eventually.
Right, absolutely.
And, oh, by so, the way, that the first loan policy was $5,000, so I guess I started at $5,000.
Yeah, and that's maybe another misconception about policies. So you definitely can have more than one. You can layer them, yep. Ladder these. And I think as your life changes, your financial situation changes, your personal situation changes with the folks who are in your life, this is a policy that you really need to evaluate on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You know, every year, think about, what do I have? You know, where am I lacking? What are the gaps in my life that really could leave me vulnerable and those that I love vulnerable? So life insurance is a key policy, and I'd say, you know, most people need some amount of it.
It's a very important part of your financial strategy, no question about it.
It definitely is.
But, you know, when I was young, there were three types of insurance: participating, the kind that paid dividends, and term. That was it. Now there's all kinds of policies you can get. There's something for everybody out there, isn't there?
Absolutely. This is a great topic. Thanks for covering it and having me on.
Well, I need your website, please.
Yeah, people can come and learn more at insurancequotes.com.
Right.
A lot of great information there about life insurance.
What about your podcast?
And folks can definitely find me at the Money Girl podcast at quickanddirtytips.com.
All right. Hey, thanks for being here, Laura. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.